This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music.
Di parole amare, perché me parli o cuore me, tre miente catarì, non t'ha scrutà, che t'ha giudato cuore catarì, non t'ha scrutà, catarì, catarì, che ve ne dice le, sto parlò che me da spasime e non c'è piante astuto di mia, tu non c'è piante, tu non te ne
Kia ora koutou. I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to The Joy of Classical Music, episode 121, the year 1962. From time to time, I explore the musical events of a particular year, and my usual focus is on music published in that year. This time I've broadened the parameters to include LP releases and other events like our opening, Italian tenor Sergio Franchi performing Ungrateful Heart on The Ed Sullivan Show on November the 14th, 1962. Sergio thought his future was on the opera stage, but it wasn't to be. Down on his luck, he stumbled into popular song and found the pathway to fame and fortune. Following his American debut on The Ed Sullivan Show, he quickly became an in-demand performer, recording artist, and film actor, sustaining a long and profitable career before succumbing to a brain tumour in 1989. 1962 was the year of my birth, and when I turned 63 a few months ago, I got nostalgic for the sights and sounds of the decade that saw me through my first 8 years. I remember the light and colour of that decade, the bright and breezy pop music broadcast out of the nearby city of Hamilton, the family car, the fashion, the ubiquitous cigarette smoke, but I especially remember the world being beamed into the black and white television set that stood front and centre in our family home. I remember the sounds of advertising jingles, the themes from television shows, but I especially remember the strange sounds that accompanied art shows and European documentaries, jazz and something else, something strange and angular, music I couldn't put a name to until I was much older. That name is modernism, and it refers to a movement within classical music that uses abstraction, atonality, dissonance, and irregular rhythm to craft its musical narrative. To my young, untuned ears, it was baffling, uncomfortable, and intriguing, and in roundabout ways, the radical and avant-garde had found its way into our small rural outpost and into my heart. Igor Stravinsky completed his movements for piano and orchestra in 1958 and conducted its debut at the New York Town Hall in 1960. In 1962, it found its way onto vinyl. Abstract, antitonal, and serialistic, movements for piano and orchestra might just have been what I was hearing on the television all those decades ago.
Thank you.
Notable events of 1962 include the premiere of Andy Warhol's Campbell's Soup Cans, the release of David Lean's film Lawrence of Arabia, and the first run of Rachel Carson's Silent Spring, the book that launched the modern environmental movement. Indian classical musician and sitar master Ravi Shankar's 1962 album Improvisations opened with improvisations on the theme music from Pathar Panchali, a 1955 Bengali film for which he had written and performed the score. Pathar Panchali examines the hardships of life in rural India through the eyes of two children, and it now rests in the pantheon of the all-time greatest films.
Thank you.
The Dove Descending is a 1962 album of choral works by the New York-based Canby Singers, and the music aside, the wondrous cover art speaks volumes about the burgeoning and radical artistic styles that were to define the 1960s. As for the album, critically acclaimed on release, it has been reissued numerous times over the decades by Nonesuch Records. Here's the Canby Singers performing Musicians Wrestle Everywhere by two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Elliot Carter.
Thank you.
Nazi war criminal Adolf Eichmann was executed on June the 1st, the day of my birth, and with the end of the Great Famine in China, 1962 marked the slow return to stability after the devastation of Mao's Great Leap Forward. On February the 20th, 1962, America finally caught up with the Soviet Union when John Glenn became the fifth human to reach space. Benjamin Britten's War Requiem is a choral and orchestral work written for the 1962 consecration of the newly rebuilt Coventry Cathedral in England, the original having been destroyed in a World War II bombing raid. Combining words from the poetry of war poet Wilfred Owen and the Latin Mass for the Dead, it is both a secular and sacred work that emphasizes Britten's lifelong pacifist beliefs. An immediate and unprecedented bestseller, it made his reputation. Here's the fifth movement, Let Us Sleep Now in Paradisum, performed by the London Symphony with tenor Peter Pears, the Highgate School Choir, and the London Symphony Chorus.
Thank you.
In October 1962, the world came the closest it ever had to full-scale nuclear war when the US and Soviet Union went head-to-head over the nuclear missiles the Soviet Union had recently placed in Cuba. After a tense 13-day standoff, the Soviets backed down and removed the missiles. By the 1960s, the age of colonialism was rapidly coming to an end. On August 6, 1962, Jamaica gained independence from Britain, with Uganda following on October the 9th, two of 17 countries that would gain their independence that decade. Lamonte Young's The Second Dream of the High Tension Line Step-Down Transformer is a seminal work of minimalist drone music created to alter the listener's perception of time and sound. Composed in 1962, it is part of a larger work called The Four Dreams of China, which is in turn part of a larger concept called The Dream House, an immersive light and sound installation designed to create a continuous, timeless musical experience. Here's Lamonte Young.
Thank you.
On June 6, 1962, the Beatles recorded Love Me Do, the song which would become their fourth US number one hit. And on October the 11th, the Second Vatican Council was convened by Pope John the 23rd to spiritually renew the church and address the challenges of the modern world. It resulted in significant changes to Catholic life. 1962 was a year when the strange and unsettling sounds of modernism were bursting into full bloom, and few escaped its reach, including Aaron Copland, who was known for accessible populist works like Fanfare for the Common Man, the score for seminal film Our Town, and his wondrous Appalachian Spring. In the early 1960s, he was commissioned by Leonard Bernstein to create a work for the New York Philharmonic. It debuted on a live NBC television broadcast on September the 23rd, 1962, sending, as one critic noted, shockwaves through the world of music, or, as another said, Copland was no longer in an ingratiating mood. Copland said that he composed the work to express something of the tensions, aspirations, and drama inherent in contemporary living. We'll be listening to the debut performance courtesy of Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic, and if you're listening to the broadcast version on Free FM, it'll be fading out about halfway through. You can hear it in its full glory on the Free FM streaming platform, Spotify, or on Apple Podcasts. I'll be back next week with more music inspired by science fiction. Until then.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.